Hey, I'm here.
You're talking about back when we were in Oracle, Lee?
Yeah. Hey,
No,
how's it going, Ed?
we could
Hey.
have. No.
Oh, I can hear you guys now. Okay. How are you, Lee?
I'm kind of tired, but hanging in there.
It's good to hear you again. I think that idea, man, I think that was a good one, the conspiracy real world thing.
Unfortunately, somebody's probably going to steal it now, and it'll probably be made.
Yeah, Mark Dice will pitch it to Jackass guy, so.
Possibly.
But yeah, I thought that was a good idea. But anyway, so yeah, the Oracle thing back on. Even though if you guys did something like that'd be really good. I'd like to encourage you to think again, Lee, about doing it. But I know it's difficult.
Yeah, just a lot of time, unfortunately. That's the main thing. I mean, the amount of time that goes in just to keeping that thing going, it adds up. So,
Yeah. When
well,
I
here, let me ask you this, Ed. All right. Do you want the position of being the guy that handles phone calls from 45-year-old men late at night crying to you about some guy calling their kid a Jew?
Oh, I'd make quick work of
Yeah, but do you want to do it for no money?
that. It depends because it might be actually entertaining. I don't think from their perspective it would be, but from my perspective it would. But yeah, no, I mean,
I mean, if you want to do it, but you do it once and you're like, okay, that was funny. But then you got to do it like the next week and the next week after that. And the week after that, you get somebody calling you going like, Bob Tuskin said this on his show. And it's like, okay, look, that's Bob's show. It's not your show.
Well, I think something like that comes down to just, you have to set rules and you say, well, look, it's not my problem, and just, you have to manage it a little bit differently than you would a normal situation, and I think you could, I understand Lee. When I hear Lee speak, he sounds like a very authentic guy, so I'm sure, he cares about the people and he really honestly cares about them, and he probably spends more time than he actually should, dealing with their problems. But, that sounds like you're a genuine person. When actually, maybe you need to be more of a dick when it comes to dealing with those people and put them in their place and, and say this is not the place for this and just deal with it.
Yeah, we did that a few times. We had this one guy by the name of HX who was just a constant whiner. And yeah, basically, I had the privilege of, well, it wasn't really a privilege, it was a pain in the ass, but basically fired him. And that was that. So, I mean, there's just all sorts of weird stuff that happened over the years. I mean, I could spend hours talking about this stuff, but I'm not sure if it's really a prudent use of airtime.
You know what?
So.
It doesn't really matter. It's
It's ancient
cast.
history
It's
now.
ca well, and it's caster.fm, so you could. I mean,
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
Well.
I can also edit all this stuff out before I release it. So
Yeah.
there are some people who like to do that. Yeah, edit their shows.
There was one thing that I was thinking about, the way Oracle, was started to turn a little bit, and the individuals that were on there started to cause problems. Do you think any of that could have been purposely planted there just to bring you guys down? Because you were competition to the other ones, other
Oh, it's
alternative
po
medias.
yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's some truth to that because when you look at the landscape of the quote unquote alternative media, it was pretty much dominated by GCN and RBN,
Correct, yeah.
and even today it still is. There have been other networks that have come and gone that have competed against them. You had We the People Radio Network, which was I believe there was absolutely a conspiracy to bring that down. Then of course Oracle was spawned after that, and there are a few others here and there. I think there might be a few others that are still doing their thing now, but yeah,
There's
there was a lot
what
of
is it,
strange
American
stuff.
Freedom and
Yeah, actually, American Freedom, that's basically the aftermath of We the People in a certain respect. Same guy running that ran We the People and was part owner of it. But yeah, I think there is some truth to that. There were some people who I thought came on the network and just seemed like their only purpose was to try to stir dissension and create problems.
Yeah, that seems like a typical MO of these people that, yeah, I deal with all the time. Yeah. I was just wondering if you guys had heard anything on the inside of something like that, but yeah, it
No,
seemed that way.
we really can only guess. It's really a
Sure.
combination of stupidity and personality. And sometimes it's hard to differentiate between what's planned and what isn't. And again, you got to remember, as we were talking about earlier, a lot of people are being handled and they don't know they're being handled, which
Correct.
I firmly believe. I don't automatically. I'm definitely trying to get out of the conspiratorial mindset. But I think a lot of people just got turned and twisted, especially you've got certain people that are just more gullible to it, especially people that are in, let's say, dire financial straits,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, have certain personality characteristics.
Well, you know, that happened with me when the first one on with Joyce Riley, and I didn't really realize what was going on with that. But in order to control what I was doing and or to control the investigation I was doing, I was offered my own show, and, you know, she buddy-buddied up with me, and everything was great. And, you know, I looked at it as she was helping me, and it seemed like, from my perspective, that everything was fine. She never told me not to talk about things. But then when all of a sudden the investigation started to turn towards, you know, looking at Disney, which was the parent company, that's when it sort of stopped and you know, all hell broke loose. But, yeah, it was more like that was a controlled, you know, opposition, but I didn't even realize that it was sort of happening, you know. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of ways that they control people. But yeah, I don't know. I think there's a big hole in the alternative market right now that needs to be filled and it needs to be filled by somebody who's going to, you know, really do what, you know, rebel, like what you did, you know, where it was bucking the, you know, the mainstream and you know, put it to test these people out, you know? You know, really have some personalities that are on there that will, you know, hold those people accountable and really put it to them.
And we need somebody who can manage all the crybabies. It's not gonna be me. I tried it once. That was very short-lived. I'm like, wait, Lee, I'm like, is there any money in this for me? No.
Yeah, it's just it's voluntary. Yeah. I think Oracle did a good job of holding these people accountable for a while. And we were talking about this earlier, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure something else will come along in which there will be another entity that forms that will hold these people more accountable.
Yeah.
But I just don't see myself being involved with that after.
Well, Lee just does. Let me describe to you the size of Lee's caring. It's like, you know, like how big an ant is. It's mm-hmm. smaller than that. That's how much Lee cares right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lee, when I was just talking to Rebel about it, I said, you know, Lee's – it sounds like his attitude has sort of changed a little bit when it comes to the media and that actually being, you know, one of the driving forces behind the conspiracy and things like that, how the media has really become the – I don't know what to say, how to call it, but it's the one that's causing all the problems. And, you know, that seemed to be something that you never really said before, but – you know, I think you're dead on when you just mentioned it earlier today. And you know,
I've definitely talked about it. I mean, I don't know how many times you've heard my shows, but I definitely believe that media is a huge, huge problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pervasive force that is corrupting the minds of so many people. I mean, a lot of the stuff they put on TV, it's complete and total bullshit.
Oh, it's horrible.
100% bullshit. And you could argue, I've seen your website, and there's some stuff that you've put out that I don't necessarily agree with, but I will agree with the fact that the stuff that they put out is a total manipulation. Now, how it's manipulated or what is being manipulated can be debated, but, I mean, it's so untrustworthy, and people take their whole worldview based off what they see on the TV, and it's amazing.
Correct. And that's the thing that I was really interested in. You guys have both seemed to travel a little bit. I really haven't traveled outside of the country. And my real interest is how the other countries perceive us. And of course, we think that we are perceived a certain way, but is that really the real perception of what Americans are looked at? But, you know, what do they get as per our media on their end of it? Because we have the broadcast board of governors that filter all the news that comes out and is played to them. And I'm wondering how much they actually see that's really happening in here and what our media is doing and what the media is responsible for. So
that's a good question. Actually, I can tell you some of my experiences just seeing what they're showing overseas. And this is fairly recent. I was actually in Ireland when they had the presidential election going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting to see how their entire media was just focused entirely on covering what was happening with the American election. So there's a lot of focus overseas on what America is doing. It's one of the centerpieces to their coverage. But you do see some things that are a little bit more, I guess, negative towards America, criticisms of America, sometimes legitimate criticisms of what's happening over here. Like, for instance, France 24 ran a story, and I saw this when I was over in Ireland because they played some of the European channels. They ran a story investigating how there's a bunch of people in Las Vegas that are living in the tunnels. and showing people living in the situation that you never see over here. So there's a lot of focus on America, but there's at least a little bit more criticism on what America is versus what you see from the America media outlets. I mean, that's just a subtle difference.
You know, I've been getting a lot of foreign people that are interested in my work, and I've been contacted by Japanese people recently because there are elections, and they wanted me to look at some of their elected officials. And when I started to look at their speeches, they would bring up America, you know, the United States in their speeches, but it have to do with the our nuclear treaties. That was their main concern, and the fact that, you know, we were basically full of it when it comes to our treaties and how we treat them and all the other countries respectively, and play favorites. So, I mean, it was pretty interesting to see what the concerns of those foreign countries were and during their political campaigns, their for the presidency right now. But it was interesting to hear it from their point of view. And I've been getting a lot of people that are actually, one of them's from Israel, and I've been using him. I actually met him through eBay, so it was nothing to do with my stuff, and we actually got to talking. And you know, I use him now to feed him some information, say, did this really happen over there, or what did you hear about this? And it's been a big eye-opener for me when it comes to Israel especially.
Yeah, Israel's a huge problem, no question.
Yeah Well, you know, most people don't realize that it's actually it's a communist state, you know, and the people that are running that are trying to turn this country into the same thing that is. So it's really interesting to watch how they mirror the exact same type of manipulation over there as they do here. But so that's about all I had.
I had one thing to add to just this thought stream, which was wanted to mention earlier when we were talking about just the alternative viewpoints. There was a movie, actually one of my listeners, I'm trying to remember who it was, and I will not remember, I get so much listener feedback, sent it to me. It was a scene from a Mel Gibson film. You know, Mel Gibson, the Jew fighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whose funding comes from Jews for all his movies, but never mind that. In one of his films, it's post-apocalypto, it was a cheesy story where he's the father of some girl that got killed, and it turns out she was the victim of some conspiracy, right? And it turns out that the guy who began the conspiracy was some senator who hired this former OSS CIA guy to come in and clean it up. That's what he does. He cleans situations up. And, you know, however much bullshit is in the movie, there's one bit of truth that comes like near the end of the movie. And in that bit, the guy who hired him asks him if he did his job that he paid him to do. And he says, yeah, I got everything that you needed done. He goes, we put out a bunch of bullshit stories through the media about what happened to throw people off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, naturally, we could rely that there were conspiracy theorists out there who would come up with their own version of the truth. And the more ridiculous those angles were, we actually put resources behind them to sponsor them and reiterate them and further propagate them into the public consciousness. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, okay? I'm not using his exact words. And he goes, so each one of those that was ridiculous, we sponsored and promoted. He goes, so don't worry. By the time we were done, all the trails will lead somewhere. But all those trails will lead somewhere except back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, that's something I've been talking about for years with all these fake conspiracies that they put out.
That's right.
And the 9/11 truth movement, you saw all that crazy stuff that got put out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all that's perpetuated by somebody.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so. Absolutely. But, you know, there's the thing that you have to look at also are the laws that, you know, govern this land. And one of the things that I've been talking about forever about and when it pertains to my work is the fact that, you know, people can run for office and use a pseudonym to represent themselves. And they don't even have to have that pseudonym name registered to their person. And, for example, like Jesse Ventura, he was, of course, governor, and he signed his documents with Jesse Ventura. And he admittedly says that that's not his name and it's not even registered to him. So the third part of that problem is you can have a third party vouch for yourself when you're running for office. So you don't ever have to show an ID to be an elected official in this country, but yet you have to show an ID to rent a movie, a Blockbuster. So it's ludicrous. There's a loophole in our legislation that allows a corporation to basically fund, hire an actor to run for office, and if they get elected, great. If they don't, they move to the next state and they try it there again. And eventually they get into office. And that's when the problem is, because they're beholden to whoever has hired them. And that's what my main concern about what's going on in this country is, you know, you don't have to believe me when it comes to who I'm saying these people are. But just the fact that you can ask a lawyer if this loophole exists, and a lawyer will tell you that that's true. And that is a bipartisan type of problem that everybody should get behind, because we need to validate who these people are that we're electing into office. You know, that's just plain and simple if we ever want to have accountability. So, you know, these people are in office right now that aren't really who they say they are, and they're beholden to corporations, and those corporations are the media. And it's this big cycle of crap that they're just pouring out on the people and causing problems. And people believe this stuff, like Trayvon Martin and all the other just crap. You know, it's a mess, and that needs to be cleaned up. And I think this is the same problem is happening in all the NATO countries. I'm seeing the same type of loophole in their legislation. So I don't know.
Yeah, but a lot of these politicians, I mean, they are really, if you boil it down to what they do, I mean, they're actors and actresses.
Yeah, but
that's all they are.
But you can't hold somebody accountable. You can't hold somebody accountable if you don't know who they really are. And they can enjoy that being, you know, anonymous, and they can duck out of office, and you don't know who they are when they hit the real world. So, I mean, that's a problem. I mean, they need to be validated before they get into office. That's just common sense. So, you know,
yeah,
you need
to I totally agree that the system is completely broken. We could talk about this for hours.
Well, it's not broken from their perspective. It's working perfectly.
Oh, it's working for them, it's great. But for us, it's completely broken. Depends upon your point of view, I guess.
Sure. If you're an actor, hey, it's a great society out there. You're loving it because.
Well, yeah. If you're in the system, it's working perfectly.
Yep.
But to the average person, I mean, this system is. It's not going to help anybody. It's designed to serve the interest that you mentioned, and that's it.
Yeah.
What is it they say in the military? Everything fucked up beyond recognition, all things normal.
Something like that.
But you know,
you were in the military.
Yeah, I was in the Air Force. Yeah.
You both were.
Oh.
Oh, there's a conspiracy. There you go. Military conspiracy.
Yep. And I worked for Halliburton too, so anyway. What was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought. But anyway, so that's all I was going to say. It was good to talk to you again, Lee.
All right. Well, yeah. Have a good night, Ed. Maybe one day we can all do a show together. I know we talked about that before.
That sounds like a good idea to me. I'll keep me in touch. I'll definitely do it.
Okay, cool.
All right, see you guys.
Perhaps you're on the Rebel stream. Yeah, that'd be possible.
All right. Bye.